Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry, Director of Communications and Marketing at the U.S. Commercial Service, the great department of the Department of Commerce, great division of the Department of Commerce, and that's export.gov, right, Doug?
That's right, Jim. And as we were talking, as a nation, we're on a roll now with $2 trillion in exports last year, and almost 300,000 U.S. companies exported in 2011, most of them small and medium-sized enterprises.
Most of them, yeah, most, what, 90% or so, something like that, or small to medium.
More than 90%.
By the way, you've got a book, your outstanding book on exporting. That's actually the title, A Basic Guide to Exporting. It's been out in hard copy for a long time. It's just now out in e-version, right?
It's for e-version, and it's a National Export Initiative version of it. So some of the content is updated, and it's now in an ebook version. You can get it for about $7 from all of the usual ebook providers.
Right.
And there's also a podcast version of it. It's an audio book.
Right.
And this is available now as well through the Michigan State University cyber website. And there's a bunch of videos called The Basic Guide to Exporting. They're based on the book itself, so if you don't want to read, you'd like to view videos, you can see them on YouTube, and you can access them through export.gov.
Well, and I'm looking at my hard copy here, folks, of this book, The Basic Guide to Exporting. I recommend it to you, and I don't care how you like to consume information, electronically or if you like the physical book in your hand. If I were you, if you're thinking about trying to expand here's the first thing to think about, folks. Would I like to grow more sales? Would I like to have more business? And would I like to expand my markets? And do I have something that can be exported? And if you can answer those questions in the positive, then the first step is to get this book. The second step would be to go to SBDC, Small Business Development Centers, and as Doug was talking about earlier, they've been trained to help you get through the ABCs. Then you can go to the Department of Commerce Commercial Services offices and get through the middle part of the alphabet, right, Doug, and become a little more educated.
Right.
And those folks will help you find prospects. They'll even tell you which countries are likely to be prospects for your product, right?
That's right, and we'll match you with the buyer that's perfectly suited for you and your product in another country.
Right. Well, I really want to congratulate you guys on reaching out to these folks who are already designed to take people by the hand and lead them along the education process. I really am proud of the way you partnered with Small Business Development Centers and the great trainers there, the great instructors there, as well as the SCORE folks. That's a great thing for you to do, and so it's no wonder to me that our exporting dollars are up recently. It's clearly part of that is because of the work you guys are doing.
Thanks a lot, and there's just so much opportunity out there. It's really quite unbelievable, and we just want more of your listeners in particular to give it a try. We think that this is just the right strategy for the coming years. Everybody's got to have an international strategy. Everyone
right.
that can be needs to be global.
Well, I heard something the other day, Doug. GM will sell more cars in China this year than they will in America.
Yeah.
Now, what does that tell
they've
you?
Known this.
That tells you the Chinese want American products.
Exactly.
And there's
something.
Go ahead.
There's something called what I call a multiplier effect, and that is that once you're out there meeting new buyers for your product and partnering up with people around
yep.
the world, new applications are found for your product. And yep. So then you'll be able to sell even more things because there are things that you haven't even thought of mm-hmm. in terms of the application for your products and technology that once you get out there in the world, they occur to you, and then it creates even more value and more benefit.
And that's called a free market economy. That's what that is.
Yes,
and middle class consumers, which are growing exponentially around the world, and they're going to be looking for American made products. Hey, Doug, export.gov is the website. Doug Barry is our guy. He's the director of marketing and communications with U.S. Commercial Service at the Department of Commerce. Doug, thanks again for all the great work that you do.
Thanks a million, Jim, or should I say $2 trillion.
There you go. We'll see you next time. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.